That's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about working at the Fenimore Art Museum, the Research Library, originally NYSHA?
After I retired, after I retired, one of the things I got interested in was the manuscript cookbook survey. So I went there on my own because I had met Stephen Schmidt at a conference in New York, and said, I know where there's some really good ones. And so I went to the research library on my own to document those collection that collection. But and I did that I just on my own out of because it was so interesting to me. And then about and so they they knew when I was coming, they'd have the books out, and I was kind of a regular there. And ultimately, they hired me to finish that because they could see the value of having that information out there for researchers to find. And so I finished that, and then there was all this backlog of material that hadn't been archival material that hadn't been cataloged. Some of the contributions of the material that hadn't been went back to the 40s. It was that much material, and it took. And so I got hired. I continued to work there to catalog all that uncataloged archival material, and it took me, I don't know, about a year and a half, maybe. It was just so much, and really good collections. That now there's another collection I was thinking of. Yeah, Carl Karmer collection at the NYSHA Library is a really good one. He was a folklorist, a New York State folklorist. So I continued to work on that, and then things and finished cataloging. Huge amount of material, just incredible stuff, amazing stuff that library has, just incredible. And then I finished that, and then things were changing, and the person who had hired me was no longer there, and they offered me a job as library assistant. I had been doing archival work, and they offered me a job as library assistant who would man the desk and take care of the reserves for CGP and stuff. And I just, because I was already retired and really didn't need a job and wasn't really interested in just sitting at the desk all day, I didn't work there anymore. I said, no thanks. But while I was there, I don't know. I don't know if anybody has an idea of what is in that library better than me because I processed all that stuff. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of catalog records.
As we finish this interview, is there anything else that you would like to add for the transcript in oral history?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I've talked a lot.
was great. It was great. Thank you so much for your time and for all your information.
And thank you for your questions.
Thank you.